I'm Pastor Andrew Schaller, formerly of Calvary in Marquette, Michigan, as of yesterday, of Luther Memorial in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. I assure you, I did not bring this weather with me. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. See the kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. They're different, but each of us has one. Naumann, Schaller, Schierenbeck, Rail, Lau. Each of us has a surname. In many cases, we were born into it. In time, some will take up another in marriage. We're usually proud of our family surname. In fact, we sometimes want to know about those who shared it and have passed on ahead of us. Whatever your surname, by faith in Jesus Christ, you are Christians and part of another family. In many cases, you were adopted into that family at baptism. You didn't decide to be part of that family. The decision was God's. Are we proud to be Christian? Do we appreciate what has been done for us to make us God's children? If there's any season of the church year that helps us to appreciate what's been done for us, it's certainly the season that just was concluded, the Lenten season. Which brings us to this single verse again. See the kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. They were a series of animated educational videos that aired from 1973 to 1984. Some of you might remember them. They were called Schoolhouse Rock. Since I faithfully watched Saturday morning cartoons during that time period, I was familiar with them. I remember the bill sitting on Capitol Hill teaching us how our government works. Another taught about conjunctions at conjunction junction. Still another taught about interjections. What does that have to do with our message this morning? Well, I expected to find that the word that begins this verse was just that, an interjection like, hey! But its purpose isn't merely to get our attention, but to tell us all to look at something, like me tapping you on the shoulder and saying, look, get your face out of your phone and look. Which begs the question, look at what? We're invited to look at the kind of love having been given to us by God the Father. And it's an extraordinary kind of love, to say the least. It's not like the kind of love between siblings, which has a certain ebb and flow, which you know about if you have brother or sister. It's not a physical kind of love. It's a love of understanding and purpose, a love that looked at our need and provided without thought of cost. This is a love given to us despite who we were and what we really deserved. It isn't a love lavished upon us because of some kindness on our part. In fact, it was lavished upon us before we were even a glint in our Father's eye, at a time when we could only be enemies of God. The Apostle Paul bears witness to this amazing love when he writes to the Roman Christians, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Look at the cross, for there we see the kind of love that God has for us. You know, for some, the season of Lent is a time to give something up, to deprive oneself. Generally speaking, though, the things that we give up are frivolous at best. Let's be honest, it's not particularly difficult or painful to give up chocolate or caffeine or some other food or drink for 40 days. And in the end, it really doesn't do anything for us other than give us something to talk about, having done. God's love for us involved him giving up something that we really can't fathom. You see, God's blessed me with a wife and four beautiful children, three of them sons. God's blessed me with a daughter and a couple of daughters-in-law and a son-in-law, grandchildren, five of them boys, and a little girl. I love them all. I could never, I would never give one of them up, period. I'd rather die myself to protect them. But God sent his one and only son into flesh and blood to die, not for friends, but for enemies. God's love sacrificed his perfect, sinless, innocent son for wretched, guilty sinners who deserve nothing good. And why did God do this? It was that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. God's love devised this plan to adopt us into his family. He did this so that we could dwell in a room in his house. He did this so that we could be counted as his children with full rights and privileges. He did this because he wanted to hear and answer our prayers. He did this so that we could take up his name to pray, to praise, and to give thanks. I'm a scholar because God blessed my parents' love. I'm a Christian because God sent his son to die for me and then his spirit to make it so. And he's done the same for you. He did this so that you should be called children of God, not on a temporary basis, but for time and for eternity. I've been called many things in my life, most of them bad, some of them good. We aren't only called children of God. By faith in Jesus the Christ, that is what we are. Children of God and heirs with Christ, beneficiaries of his completed work on Calvary. Blessed are the sons of God, they are bought with Christ's own blood, they are ransomed from the grave, life eternal they shall have. With them numbered may we be, here and in eternity. They are lights upon the earth, children of a heavenly birth, one with God, with Jesus one. Glory is in them begun. With them numbered may we be, here and in eternity. Amen. We'll conclude with the first two stanzas of hymn 334. 334, stanzas 1 and 2.